My favorite hobby is either reading a book or listening to audiobooks because I feel practical to listen to audiobooks so I can continue with my reading activity while I complete an activity I have pending on at home. I also like it because there's also a way to develop my imagination, to learn different lessons, because it really interested the way writers develop their histories and the characters to see how they grew throughout the adventure. I also like this activity because there are different categories from which we can choose. We have horror histories, fantasy, science fiction. There are so many options from which we can choose, and that's why I like this activity. Now, to continue with the second activity. As the pen fell far to the floor, Amy watched it hit the linoleum. She knew she couldn't have caught that pen if Ryan threw it to her from his greasy old hands. But she picked it up and wrote the directions to her house. She cleared her throat, but her words still sounded hoarse. This is the best route. Keep your horse to this path, and you'll be fine. After you cross the creek, be careful of the large roots that come up out of the ground. We'll have a cot set up in the guest house for you. Amy handed the pen back to Brian. She wanted to wash her hands immediately, but settled on wiping them on her jeans. The look on Brian's face when she did this sent a pick-pricking sensation through her. She knew she shouldn't be so hard on him. After all, she thought, he is my brother. I shouldn't be so angry all the time. And he is doing us a great service by helping us out this summer. Thanks again, Brian. I'll see you in the morning. Travel safe. Brian nodded to his sister. He did not attempt to extend his calloused, dirty hand to her, but he smiled, knowing that at least she had begun to trust him again.